There is an alarming reduction in honeybees. It's happening all across the globe. No bees, no pollination. That could really affect our food and our farmers. But there may be a high-tech way to fight it. Let's find out more. Joining us live in the studio, our favorite foodie, food attorney Mary Beth Albright. What's happening here, Mary Beth?
Well, it's interesting. We're not going to get into the causes of what is called colony collapse disorder, because believe me, that is a whole other show.
Yeah,
there's a large debate about it, and people go back and forth about, is it due to pesticides or climate change, or is it just the natural order of things that, I mean, you know, it's the exact same debate that you hear going on everywhere. So,
but it's not a cyclical thing. This is a dramatic drop.
This is a dramatic drop in global population of honeybees, and they call it colony collapse disorder, CCD, and it's a problem so alarming that President Obama issued a presidential memorandum last month that created a pollinator health task force and is putting a ton of time into tasking agencies with coming together, including the Department of Defense, the Department of State, with coming together and trying to figure out what to do about this.
So one of the things that we're talking about is robot bees. What are they and how can they possibly help?
Robot bees, otherwise known as the Robo Bee, which is really my new favorite hashtag. I wrote an article about this a couple of weeks ago on National Geographic, the series that I'm doing this year on food and technology. And people are really interested in this. The Robo Bees are swarming. They are little, tiny, less than the size of a paperclip. They're being developed at Harvard University. And about a year ago, the first flight of the Robo Bee took off. I know, little highbrow reference there, but it was the flight of the Robo Bee. It's connected right now. It's still tethered to the ground with a very thin cord. But the fact that you can take something that is this small and put a really sophisticated flight mechanism inside of it and make it so light that it can also carry a pollination load or maybe even a video camera inside of it.
Is
really astonishing. And they're sort of on the verge of announcing that they're going to take this test. The cord off of it so that it can go on its own. Now, look, this team at Harvard are themselves saying that there's no way that this is at least 10, 20 years away from being able to use robo bees to pollinate crops. And pollinating crops is very important because even with all the advances that people have made, a third of crops in the world are still wild pollinated. So, you know, no bees, as you said, no pollination, a third of the crops go away. Mm-hmm. So that pollination job is really important, but we're still a long time away from that. And even the people at Harvard are saying, we need to put research money into figuring out what is happening with colony collapse disorder and saving the bees. So
right.
This is not
the foolproof answer.
No, we're not looking to replace humans and bees and animals with robots. We're looking to...
It's a step.
Yeah, it's a stopgap.
So what do we do in the interim?
In the interim, you know, they're studying the problem. They're looking at ways that we can stem the progression of CCD. And really, I also in the interim, and I'll talk about this again, we talked about drones and food about a month ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, President Obama is also working on an executive order about drone privacy. I mean, if you figure out a way to release these little robo-bees, these
with
tiny
cameras.
Little insects with cameras, yeah, what does that mean?
Right.
And I'm not saying that it would be legally defined as a drone, but if you've got little bugs flying around with cameras... you know, there's a privacy issue there too. So, there are a lot of interesting uses for these. Like in search and rescue operations, you can release a swarm of them, and they can look out over you know the ocean for survivors or something. But there's huge ramifications. Yeah, but you know what? No bees, no honey.
Right.
These guys can't make honey. So if you love honey. Save the bees.
Watch what you're swatting.
Thanks for telling us.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for telling us what the buzz is all about.
Wah, wah.
Foodie Mary Beth Albright.